Welcome to the NLP View with your host, Donna Blunston. Each week, Donna will explore how the techniques of NLP can help improve your personal and professional life. And now, here's your host, Donna Blunston.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the NLP View radio show. My name is Donna Blunston. On today's show, I am joined by Marilyn Devenish, co-author of Stories of Transformation, an inspiring collection of personal stories which explain how other people have met adversity, overcome harsh life circumstances, and created fulfilling lives of joyful bliss and abundance. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is an applied psychology that provides a set of insights and skills with which an individual can run his and her life more successfully and communicate with other people even more effectively. NLP was developed through studying or modelling of behaviour and thinking styles of particularly effective and successful people in business, sales, sports, education, healthcare, therapy and personal development. What was modelled has been formatted into the tools and techniques that are taught today as NLP, tools that enable individuals to make the transition through change more seamless, supporting the transformation from one period of a person's life to another. So I'd like to welcome to the show Marilyn Devenish. Hello, Marilyn.
Hello, Donna. Great to speak to you today.
And you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Well, firstly, I want to say a huge thank you for joining me today on the show. It's an honour. It really is. And I know change is something that it's an interesting topic, isn't it? And it's one that a lot of people can have a bit of a jar with. For some people, it excites them and it motivates them. And then for some, they are quite traumatised by it. And it often plagues and worries them. So I want to thank you, one, for the work that you do, but also for joining me so that we can share with our audience how you use it and how you help people. And the tips that NLP can provide to make it more easier for people.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's great to have been invited on your show, so thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. Before we start, could you tell our audience about yourself, Marilyn?
I guess in terms of my NLP journey, that started back in the year 2000, and as many of these things do, started off quite by accident. At that time, I was studying to be an accountant. But was very quiet, very shy, lacking confidence, very low in self-esteem. And really, as I got into studying, thought, I don't know how I'm going to be able to face people, because I thought saying I'm an accountant would give me more confidence, and it wasn't working. And it just so happened that I was doing some freelance work, and one of the people I was working with just sort of said, well, look, with our sales team, we often train them in NLP. I didn't even know what NLP was. But she suggested I look it up, and, you know, it might help with my communication skills, that sort of thing. And that's really kind of where this particular kind of part of my journey started. And of course, you know, potted history up until that time. But in terms of the NLP, it was just one of those seemingly random things where I thought I would go do a course, come out the other side, continue on with my accountancy studies. But that isn't what happened at all.
So what happened with the accounting then?
Well, I remember getting the home study pack, and I remember being quite angry, actually, because I then realised that it wasn't just NLP, it was hypnosis and timeline therapy and something called HUNA. And up until I had a business studies degree at that point, I had a postgraduate marketing diploma, I had a teaching certificate, and I was studying to be an accountant doing my ACCA exam. So all of this stuff could not have been further away from what I knew. And I thought, oh my God, what a load of rubbish. What have I let myself in for? And I sort of thought, I'm just going to go get what I need for the communication skills. I'll let the rest of it go over my head and I'll just ignore what they're saying. And that was my grand plan. So went in one end very skeptical, came out the other end thinking, oh my God, this is amazing. And I kind of decided, literally, I mean, it didn't take me long to decide. It seemed like a rash decision for everyone else, but I just decided accountancy was not for me, and I wanted to look into the NLP and the coaching in a lot more detail. So that was the end of the accountancy, really. Went in and did practitioner, loved it, did master practitioner, and within that very short window, I think it was probably best part of about 2 months, then decided, right, this is what I want to do.
Wow, it's a similar way it grabbed me. I'd just done my nursing. I also was not underconfident as far as I knew what I knew, but I was I lacked confidence in my ability to explain myself. And I felt, I was quite shy and timid, I guess, probably the best word. And I'd read a little article in the Nursing Times that said a 4-day NLP diploma that covered all 6 of our key skills framework, which was your communication, your leadership, management. And I thought, brilliant, 4 days, and, you know, I'll get it all done. At the time, we had what I did perceive as being quite a battle axe for a ward manager. She was wonderful, but she was very obsessed with our personal development. So this 4 days, not only would it fulfill the confidence in communication, but it also gave me those 4 days. I thought, I've got her off my back for the rest of the year. Never imagined in my life it would transform me and bowl me over, which I guess is the same way it's just transformed you, and you just bounce from one to the next and want to learn more. It's almost like a craving, isn't it?
Yeah, when I remember sitting in the room for the first couple of days thinking, I felt sorry for people. I'm thinking, they're getting drawn in here. How can they think that just talking to someone could change their life in any way, shape or form? And that was my starting point. At the end, I was just like, oh my God, I've got to know more about this. So I went on very quickly and became a trainer of NLP and hypnosis and timeline therapy, the very things I was rolling my eyes at, because I thought, gosh, this is amazing, transformational, life-changing stuff.
It is. It really, really is. And you work on, you're still training now, and you work on one-to-one basis within businesses. How has it developed to the you today?
I guess there are a number of different kind of strands, really. I spent, it's 9 years now working as a management consultant, doing kind of change management, leadership development, project management. And so NLP, when I'm designing and delivering corporate training, definitely runs as a thread through pretty much all of the things that I do. And people wouldn't necessarily know they're doing NLP. All they know is they come in for what they think will be a really boring, bog standard training and go out the other end going, that was one of the most amazing trainings I've ever been on. And if people are interested and say, well, how did you do that? Because I've been on trainings before, they're never like this, then I'll share. But if not, I'm happy to just have them come in, have an amazing experience, assimilate the information, and off they go. So that's kind of, you know, one way that I use it. And yes, I also work with people on a one-to-one basis, doing what I guess when I first started, I traditionally call them breakthrough sessions, where, you know, people have something that's holding them back, stopping them moving forward. And it's okay, well, let's see what that is so we can change and transform and remove that and resolve that. And then there are, you know, running workshops and speaking at events and that sort of thing is another one of the threads, I guess. It's all about transformation.
Yes, yes. Do you find that a lot of the breakthrough work, for example, that you do, that a lot of that is linked into a limiting belief or a learnt behaviour that people have developed over time, whether that be the results of an event in the life, or something that developed from a child?
From my perspective, I know when I started, I didn't even know what a limiting belief was. So if somebody had said the reason that you're lacking in confidence, the reason you've got low self-esteem, the reason that you're not going for things, the reason that you're, you know, punching below your weight and working as a secretary when you've got more qualifications than most of the people you're typing for, if they'd said that was a limiting belief, I wouldn't have known what that had meant. But when I, you know, started looking at it in more detail, for me, it was certainly the whole thing about not good enough, not worthy enough. And certainly when I'm working with clients, even if that's not what we start with, because sometimes people will just come and say, look, I find that I've reached my limit in terms of how I'm performing at work, or, you know, I'm being bullied by a boss, or, you know, whatever the presenting problem is, it doesn't always present itself in that way. But oftentimes, more often than not, there's something going on with the way that people think or feel about themselves, or what they believe they are capable of doing. And yes, they may have been ideas that have been picked up way before what we're talking about now.
It's often something that represents itself time and time again, but in different areas.
Definitely, and for me, I know that when I sort of was working with someone and just sort of looking at, say, what is it that has been pretty much ruining my whole life, and when the belief came up, I thought, really? But when I looked at it, I could see how, if you don't believe you're good enough, if you don't believe you're worthy, I could see how that showed up in every single area of my life. It wasn't just about my work and career. It was also about relationships. It was also about my health. It was also about my, you know, spiritual, emotional well-being. And it wasn't until I had sort of stood back and thought, hang on, let me just look at this in more detail. It was astounding the number of ways that it showed up in my life.
I found the same thing. And I see that a lot with probably most of the clients that I work with. They will come, as you say, for specific things. And it ends up being that we unpack a lot of other things that, you know, with that one or two beliefs that they were formed that has created the current situation that they were in. And I guess that's where your work and your book, The Stories of Transformation, reading that book, it's full of stories from inspirational people telling their story. And I guess you want, through reading it, you get, well, for me, it was very motivating. I wanted to read more. I wanted to learn and felt quite passionate with each story that I read. But on top of that, it opened your eyes into how something can hold you back without you actually realising it.
Absolutely. And the, you know, the book was one of those. One of the things I really love about this kind of work is I used to call it, oh, what a coincidence. Now I call it synchronicity. The things that open up when you start being much more aware of what's going on, not just around you, but within yourself. And the book, Stories of Transformation, because my company is called Transformations, and I was just saying to a friend, oh, I'd love to write a book, but I'm really busy, haven't got time to write a whole book, be brilliant to contribute to a book. And a day or so later, I got a call from one of my kind of mentors. I also teach something called photo reading. And there's a guy called Paul Sheely who's created that. And he sent an email saying, well, hi, Marilyn, I'm just working on this book project. We've got people like Anthony Robbins, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Brian Tracy. Are you interested in contributing a story? And I said, well, what's the book title? And when he says Stories of Transformation, I'm like, okay, I'm in.
Very much fits you to a T.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the whole piece was, like you said, it's about, you know, how have people overcome things and how have they used those situations to change and transform in some way. And I know it sounds like a bit of a cliche, the old saying, every cloud has a silver lining. Actually, it sounds a bit like a platitude, but I have to say, when I'm working with my clients, I'm always reminding them that this thing that seems like the worst thing, well, one day when they look back, is probably going to be one of the best things that happened. Because when I came into NLP, you know, it's a whole other story, but I had pretty much reached rock bottom to the point where I had phoned the Samaritans. It was that bad. And now I look back on that time as being one of the best times, because if I wasn't in that place, I know I wouldn't have been as open to everything that was available to me with the NLP. It would have just gone over my head pretty much.
And I think that's a big lesson for everybody, really. It's how you look at a situation. So I think you do need to be at that rock bottom. And so sometimes, I know certainly a lot of people I've worked with, there's this resistance to going and dealing with the change because of having to go through it. And it's the going through it and embracing it, I suppose. But it's that process that, well, not only does it make the transformation, but it's like that stand, it's that plateau, it's the starting point for the rest of your life. And it's a doing of the emotions, of the unpacking of everything that is there, that not only transforms the situation that you're in, it transforms every part of your life. And it's a resource at the end of the day that you can then look back on, because if you've dealt with it, with the situation then, you can use those skills, those resources that you developed to enable you to do it again in the future, or to face things differently in the future.
Absolutely. And I think from my perspective also, it's that whole piece around what I loved about it, because I thought, well, I had previous to this, I tried to deal with the situation that came to a head with the Samaritans, and it took me 2 years and I really hadn't got anywhere. And I won't say the things that I did, because I don't want to sort of put anything in a not great light, but all I'll say is those approaches didn't work for me. And, well, look, you can sort this stuff out in hours. You can sort it out in a couple of hours. You can be fine by the end of one day. I was like, well, that's crazy. I've been trying to sort this stuff out, you know, intensely for 2 years. And pretty much with, you know, reading books and tapes and that sort of thing, trying to sort of help myself. And the thing that amazed me the most was in a couple of hours, something that somebody has had their entire life, like a milestone on their neck, can be gone, resolved forever. And that just blew my mind.
It does. It's very much a gift. I think it's a gift for the NLP-er themselves. I do feel honoured to know about NLP and to be able to share the gift of what I can give to people, but also for the person. So as you say, within those couple of hours, whatever problem that they've held on to so tightly, whether they've been consciously aware that they're holding on to that problem or not, that in itself can just disappear. And not only does it disappear, but out of it comes a whole new map of the world, a whole thousands more doors open.
And I probably live in a different world than I did all those years ago, you know, since the year 2000. And it was really towards the end of the year 2000. I did my practitioner in October 2000. I did my master practitioner in November 2000. I did my trainer's training in May 2001. So the window was really short. And luckily for me, I got a job working for the NLP company that I trained with. So I then became one of their coaches, one of their NLP trainers. And I was in the training room 120 days a year. So I kind of had a baptism by fire, if you like. But that whole thing, it opened up so many doors, things I never have dreamt of being able to do. They were just there. And it was like, well, I didn't even know what coaching was. You know, if you said to me that before then, what, I don't know, I would have thought of football. I would have thought of tennis. Because back then, it was very new to the UK. It was all a bit out there. But yes, the doors that have opened up back then and since that time have been absolutely amazing and astounding.
I think the beauty is that the doors are opened through a curiosity. A lot of NLP, it is that curiosity for the NLP-er anyway, as to what must be happening for that other person, what must be happening for what they're experiencing to make sense. And I guess once you've got that curiosity and that wanting curiosity for the client that you're working with to help understand where they're coming from, to be able to step into their world, it also gives you that curiosity within yourself as to what if I did this? What if that happened? How else could something be done? It's not just a door that's open. The door's surrounded by loads of question marks that are just intriguing. Because you want to find more, you want to do more and challenge yourself more. Because of that, it is a curiosity, isn't it?
And I have to, for me, I have to smile because I've always been a people watcher. And because I was so quiet and so shy, I was the sort of person who could be in a room and you wouldn't even know I was there. I would just be like the wallflower in the back. But I used to observe people. I used to watch people. I was always, well, that's interesting. And I could see the way that somebody would say something in a particular way, knowing the effect it would have. And then sure enough, it would start an argument or something. I was just always fascinated by those things. So it's amazing now that it's almost gone full circle. And my job is to be curious about people. My job is to be aware of what's kind of going on for people. And my job is to kind of, I guess, hold up the mirror so that for those who are ready to be on that path and on that journey, they can start to get an insight into what they do, why they do what they do, and if they want to, how they can change some of those things. So there is certainly that sense of curiosity around, you know, just life in general and what makes people tick.
Yeah, it is. It is that what makes people tick. I remember reading that in that RCN article back when I first trained. It was that, I think it was curiosity into what makes people tick, and it was that in itself drew me in because I wanted to understand more. I was, as you say, I am a bit of a curtain twitcher, as my mum would call me. I'm always the one that will get whiplash over being nosy and finding out what's happening, and that has credited me definitely, because it is, you do need to have that sense of know nothingness when you're working with a client, of not knowing or understanding or having any prejudgments. But NLP is very much about working with what their reality is rather than applying any of your own experience in life, for example, to what their situation is. But at the end of the day, none of us can advise anybody else, truly. We can give opinions and our experience, but it's not our map of the world. How have you found that? And how has that, I suppose, become a platform for you in the coaching work that you do?
Well, I guess I've always been what you might call the artful dodger, because I was always very secretive about myself and about my life. I developed the ability to say things without saying things. Nowadays, I can still do that, but the intention behind it is different. It's not because I've got anything to hide. It's because I want my client to come to their own realization. And so there's almost the kind of the art of being able to say what needs to be said to open up that next door, to give people insight into their own mind, into their own thinking, to put things in such a way that people go, oh, hold on a minute, let me think about that. Oh, my goodness, now I realise dot, dot, dot. And I guess I'm really relieved that I don't have to sit and give people advice, because that would be like, oh man, that would be just like too much responsibility. So to be there to be almost like a guide for people is amazing, because it's one of those things that sounds a bit cliche, but everybody really does have the answers for themselves. Those answers might have become so muddled and so covered up that they just can't see the wood for the trees, but it's in there. And I really see my role as being somebody who can, with the right questions, the right train of thought, shining a light on something in particular. And, of course, there's a big dose of intuition and stuff that goes into it as well. Be able to bring to the surface those things that it would serve people to resolve so that they can move on for whatever is the next stage of their journey for them.
Which is so much more empowering and enabling for the client. It's putting them back in charge and back in control of the circumstances that they're in. I think a lot of the time, certainly with clients that I work with, they find they're coming to me because they feel that they've lost control or they're not in control of the life circumstances that they find themselves in. So being able to, as you say, shine that light enables you to, I suppose, shine the light on the path for them, but then they can then go down and travel for themselves.
I think there's also an element of being able to, you know, from an NLP perspective, you might call it modelling, but being able to unpack things. Because sometimes when you can just give a sense of, you know, let's say strategies, for instance, a chain of events that might lead to something, people go, oh, my God, that explains it. And it's almost like a sense of relief that, number one, they're not crazy, they're not alone, other people go through this stuff, and there's some kind of almost explanation for what's been going on. And the best thing is you can then say, now, in terms of what's been happening here, you can, this is fine, this is fine, this is fine. If you just did maybe a bit of tweaking there and maybe did a bit of work there, this is how you can really get things moving. So that is always kind of really kind of exciting as well, to have people be able to go, I get it now, I'm not losing my mind, I'm not going crazy, I totally get what's happening and how I can start to change and transform that.
Definitely. And link back into times in their past where they might not have dealt with the same circumstances, but the emotions that they experienced might be upon a similar path. So knowing that they have those resources within them to deal with it, and that we're just showing them the where it is and how they can use them. I don't think people give themselves enough credit often of their abilities, and sometimes it's a case of they just need that, I suppose, that acknowledgement that what's happening is okay, and that this moment in their life is something that they need to do. It's a journey that they've got to do for a purpose. And when they do come out the other side, it will open, as we've talked about before, the more doors, but it'll also teach them things about themselves that they didn't know, that was there, and maybe that's life's way of saying that you are able to deal with it. You are strong. You can do what you want to do. It's just the how and that self-belief that's often missing.
Absolutely. And I do work with things like archetypes and that sort of thing. I guess what Joseph Campbell might have called the hero's journey. And, you know, depending on where people are on that journey, and there are, like, you know, the, you know, anything up to 12 stages in terms of the profiles and that sort of thing. But oftentimes, when you even explain it in those terms, people go, oh, my goodness, I can now see what's happening, why I haven't been able to move forward. And sometimes people actually, they don't want to move forward. It's like, that's great. Just understand you're being called to do something. You can ignore that. And just, you know, get rid of the noise in your head, carry on doing what you're doing, because not everybody, you know, wants to be on that journey, not everybody wants to be on a path, and that's great, but there is that whole sense of, you know, having clarity around, okay, this is what's happening, and it's possible to move forwards from there, because I know from my perspective, when I look at that whole journey piece, I was being called for many years, completely ignored it, because, you know, going into the abyss and going into the unknown and the whole change that would have been required was a scary place to be, because I didn't have any skills, didn't have any resources, didn't have any way of, I couldn't see how to move forward. And once you've got those skills and the resources and the belief and everything's in your kit bag, it's very easy to move through those stages. So you come back having been through that transformational process, and you come out the other side with the gifts that you have to share to the world on that particular kind of part of your journey.
Yes, it is those gifts. It certainly is a gift for you, for the as a student when you're learning NLP. Because in order to be able to learn NLP, you need to have NLP in effect not done to you, but done with you, so that you can experience it and you can understand and maybe empathize with where another person may be coming from. It's that whole journey that you go on yourself of being able to ask questions that you might not have asked yourself before. And until you've been through and been put in that situation, you're not in a place, I suppose, to be able to do that, do the same thing for somebody else. So it is that, it's a revolving door.
And it can be, you know, it's one of those things that it can be a journey of exploration. Because I know many people will study NLP and that's all they'll do, and that's absolutely fine. And then there are people like myself who go, right, actually, that's really interesting. I want to know what else is going on in the world. And that's fine too. So not everybody's on a great big journey, and it doesn't have to, you know, become the thing that they do for a living and that sort of stuff. However, it really does, you know, open people up to being able to kind of, you know, reach in and harness more of their potential if they choose to.
Yes, if they choose to. I totally agree. Totally agree. I am conscious, Marilyn, that our time has flown by so quickly. And I want to, well, can you share your contact details, your website, and where they can buy your book from with our audience?
Yeah, well, the company is transformationtm.com, and trance is in hypnotic trance, is www.transformationtm, so transformationstm.com. That's the website. That's also my email address. It's marilyn@transformationstm.com, and Marilyn is M-A-R-I-L-Y-N. And the telephone number, I'm based in Hertfordshire, so that's +44 1923 337 282. And the book is available from the website. It's on the homepage. Just kind of click on the link for that as well. So yes, that's how to reach me. And of course, just put Marilyn Devonish into Google, and Devonish is D-E-V-O-N-I-S-H, and I'm sure I will pop up somewhere.
You will, and you're findable on Twitter, Facebook, and most of the social media sites.
Absolutely. I've kept it simple. It's just / Marilyn Devonish. Nothing fancy.
The best way, definitely. Well, a huge big thank you to you, Marilyn, and a big thank you to all of our audience for tuning in today. If you'd like to learn more about NLP, then tune in each week, and also visit my website, www.donnabunson.com. where you can pick up a copy of my best-selling book, Psychobabble, a straightforward, plain English guide to the benefits of NLP. Also visit theorganicview.com and sign up for our newsletter, which will keep you updated with the up-and-coming shows, our guests, and online workshops.
The next workshop will discuss how NLP can be used to improve your relationships, both personally and professionally, learning NLP techniques that will enable you to see events and problems from multiple perspectives and find out what is really important to you in a relationship.
Thank you once again, Marilyn. It's a pleasure. pleasure to have you with us, and I know our audience will have got a lot from this interview.
Oh, you're most welcome, Donna. Thank you.